Today marks 140 years since the first shipment.
Passenger sailing ship fitted out with a coal-powered freezing plant. It carried 5,000 frozen carcasses, and after weeks at sea, only one was condemned upon arrival in London. Beef and lamb chairman and Southland sheep farmer Andrew Morrison says the shipment was a turning point in New Zealand's economic history and paved the way for farming as we know it now.
One of the great experiences I got in life is I got to work with Tim Ritchie, and I want to acknowledge his passing this last year. And Tim was CEO of MIA, Meat Industry Association. Now, Tim had a letter from his grandfather who was studying in London at the time of the arrival of the first shipment and went down and got one of the carcasses. And he described the condition of the carcass, and he said it was just like, you would not have believed, when it was the first frozen shipment, he said the quality was just amazing.
Mr. Morrison says the 5,000 carcasses rapidly built up to 100,000 tonnes of meat and dairy products within 20 years, and then trebled again in the next 20 years. Meat Industry Association Chief Executive Sir Makarapiva says the industry has adapted hugely, and today frozen lamb carcasses only make up about 4% of total exports. She says the focus is now on higher value cuts of meat.
Back in the day, we exported predominantly to the UK and then subsequently a handful of other countries. Today, we export to over 110 countries around the world. We are well known and respected for producers and exporters of high quality grass-fed sheep meat and beef. And we really do hold our head high in the global arena.
And here's how much lamb New Zealand sent overseas last year.
We exported just over 400,000 tonnes of sheep meat, and the export value of that was $3.86 billion.
Sir Makarapiva says it's likely the industry won't grow much more in terms of volume, but she says it will continue to grow in the value-added space. And to mark the 140-year milestone, dinners are being held in Oamaru and London today, with, you guessed it, lamb as the focal point of the menu.